The 46th Senate District race was decided 73 days after Election Day, after the intervention of New York's highest court, the Court of Appeals. Democratic Senator Cecilia Kacik says her bills are based on her election experience against then-Republican Assemblyman George Amador. She wants every vote to count.
This is about the voters. I don't care who you're voting for, you want your vote to count. This assures them that when they take the time to participate in our electoral process, their vote will get counted, as it should.
She says she does not want to see any repeat experiences for voters similar to what happened during her election with challenges to affidavit and poll worker ballot counting.
So I submitted two bills that will take care of some technicalities that were making it difficult for their votes to get counted. And these are technicalities that have no bearing on whether or not you're registered to vote. For one example is the affidavit ballot. Has a line on there that you have to give your last address where you were registered prior, and that could have been 10, 20 years ago. And if you didn't fill that out exactly, they were being challenged, and my opponent's lawyers were trying to throw them out. This is not information that the Board of Elections needs.
Jason Naske disagrees. He's the Republican Columbia County Board of Elections Commissioner and says the previous address information serves a purpose.
So you lived in Hudson, New York, which is in Columbia County, and you decided to move, and you moved to Germantown, okay? You're rightfully, and you probably would, want to vote from the town of Germantown to where you reside. However, you did not contact the Columbia County Board of Elections in time to notify us that you moved. It might have been within 30 days of the election, whatever the situation was. And now you want to vote in Germantown as a town supervisor race, and you should rightfully be able to vote in Germantown. We need to know your prior address so that we know that you are one and that same person. Because otherwise, that person could potentially vote from, say, Hudson and Germantown. And that's in that case. That's why it's important. We need to know something about the voter in order to identify who that voter truly is.
Kacik's other bill removes the restriction on when a county board of elections can provide ballots to election inspectors. Under current law, such ballots shall not be given out earlier than 2 weeks prior to the election. Kacik says her measure would allow these ballots to be available generally in the same way absentee ballots are available. She says the ballots of more than 50 poll workers in Ulster County were challenged by her opponent because of the timing. And here's Commissioner Naske from Columbia County on this bill.
I don't see any issue why you couldn't give a ballot earlier to a poll worker. And that the timing of that ballot could be the same as when you would issue one to the general public. So that's probably a good bill.
Democratic State Assemblyman Frank Scartato says he has not yet seen the legislation, but plans to sign on. He says Kacik is not the only one for whom a handful of votes makes a difference.
I lost the election by 15 votes 2 years earlier. So anything that is going to make sure that every vote is counted and that each person casting a vote can rest assured that their vote matters is important for us to do all we can to ensure that people are not disenfranchised.
He refers to the election in which he lost to Republican Thomas Kerwin. Scartato's regained the seat in a special election upon Kerwin's death. As for Kacik's bills, she has 21 co-sponsors for each, and Democratic Assemblyman Kevin Cahill is sponsoring the bills in his house. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.